Journal Entry 104. Casey once again left on her trip through the bad part of town to see her undisclosed friend. I asked where she was going and whom she was seeing. She said it wasn't any of my business. I am trying hard not to be nosy, but curiosity and concern for Elise has me a little suspicious. I guess I should be happy that she asks me to take care of Elise while she's away. Elise, Loss, and I traveled out to the Spurs campsite to see Joshua. They have really built things up out there. They have fenced in a large part of the area where the cattle are grazing and have put up several buildings. Joshua said they have more plans for construction. He plans to build an entire fort. I can't wait to see it. I guess this means they plan to stay for a long time. I'm glad because I like Joshua. He's a good leader. After lunch, Elise and I accompanied Joshua to town for supplies. Everything was going well until we decided to stop for a drink at one of the local bars. We were sitting at a comfortable table, enjoying our drinks, and having a nice conversation when three men dressed in black walked into the bar. They demanded to see the proprietor. The proprietor came out and invited the men to the back room. Joshua and I looked at each other. Should we leave? Should we stay? I need to learn to make my decisions more quickly. Just as we were getting ready to pay our tab, one of the men hurled the proprietor through the door. He crashed into the tables on the other side of the room. I picked up Elise and Joshua paid the tab. All I heard was, "We want the drugs or payment." We were halfway down the street a minute later. Maddie.